Part of the district's extra spending comes from a new language program. In this new two-way dual language program, half of the students are English learners and the other half are native speakers. The goal is for English learners to develop both English and their primary language, while native speakers learn a new one. This new program cost more to operate, but AISD decided it was worth the money. Martha Garza is the assistant director of dual language for AISD.
The district supplements what the state is already giving for our English language learners, but our two-way programs require native English speakers, so for them to participate, that money has to be generated locally.
9 AISD elementary schools have two-way dual language programs. Wooden Elementary School in Northwest Austin was one of the first schools to implement this program. In their classrooms, students get class instruction in English on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Spanish on Tuesday and Thursday.
Es lo que se sabe, ¿verdad?
Sí.
We just came from the nutrition class.
Ah, qué bueno, qué bueno.
That's Ronald Bullock. He's the principal of Wooden Elementary. He's also on AISD's Language Learner Advisory Committee. He says it's too early to evaluate the program because students haven't taken STAR exams yet. Still, he says students in the dual language program scored 50% higher in English proficiency on other state certified tests. And Bullock says, after all, learning a language alone is not the program's ultimate goal.
The primary goal of dual language is academic achievement in the core content areas using and acquiring two languages.
Advocates for dual language programs say there are numbers to show that dual language programs benefit both English learners and native speakers. Bobby Hutchins is with National Council of Teachers of English in San Bernardino, California.
Any type of standardized test given in English, both groups far outscore English-only kids. So where the English-only kids might score at the 50th percentile, which is average, the native English speakers and the English learners end up in the 73rd percentile.
Others, however, argue that how the data is gathered and analyzed may not accurately reflect how those students are performing. Robert Vanderbilt is the executive director for a group called Pro English, which calls for ending bilingual education.
You have to keep in mind that since the program's been around for 30 years, you know, there is a group of bilingual education people who have a vested interest in keeping this program going. It puts a certain bias in terms of how they look at whether the program's effective or not.
Vanderbilt says English immersion programs where students get instruction only in English offer faster results, reduce segregation, and are cheaper than dual language programs. Still, AISD is moving ahead with its programs. It's one of few school districts that provide dual language courses in language other than Spanish, like Vietnamese. This fall, the district will start a dual language course taught in Mandarin for the first time. Ann Choi, KT News.